DW.
Jérôme Létier is convinced France is entering a new technological era.
Je trouve vraiment important, oui, que l'État en France.
He is the head of the National Agency for Secure Documents and has been overseeing the development of the so-called Alicem program, a smartphone app based on facial recognition that will give citizens access to over 500 government services.
Il faut d'abord un passeport biométrique.
You will need to put your biometric passport on your smartphone. That will read the passport's chip and its picture and data. Then you take a video of your face using the app. The video and your passport's data will be sent to our servers, which compare them and check that your passport hasn't been stolen. Then the picture and the video are deleted from our servers. This app will allow citizens to access our services through a highly secure system without them even having to go to a government office.
Avec un niveau de sécurité très élevé sans avoir à se déplacer.
For Létier, the French government needs to act so that it won't be outpaced in the global race for the best high tech and in order to retain a certain degree of control.
Si l'État ne prenait pas cette initiative,
facial recognition will become more widespread anyway. If we didn't come up with such a technology, citizens would at some point be obliged to resort to solutions offered by private and maybe even international companies. It would be far from certain that these companies will respect our laws. We need to invent our own system that complies with our legislation.
Et développe des solutions qui lui sont propres.
But that's exactly what Alicem doesn't do, says Martin Drago. He is a legal expert at La Quadrature du Net, a group defending digital rights and civil liberties. They are suing the government at France's highest court of appeal.
Le règlement général de 1,
the European General Data Protection Regulation bans facial recognition systems, apart from some exceptions, such as if people freely consent to using it. The government says that's the case with Alicem, because users have to accept the app's terms and conditions to set up a digital identity, and that they can still go to the government offices in person. But this is not what the law says. In order to freely give your consent, you need to have an alternative to facial recognition within Alicem. That's not the case. The government is infringing EU law.
Ça, c'est le point de droit qui n'a pas été respecté par le gouvernement.
But it's not only about a strict interpretation of EU law. Drago also fears Alicem could at one point become the only way to access certain government services, and that the app could be the first step towards a generalized use of facial recognition by the state.
On a dans les aéroports, des dispositifs de reconnaissance faciale.
There is no proper control or a debate as to whether we actually want facial recognition. France is just quietly testing and introducing it, not only through Alicem. They're trialing technologies in airports and at schools. In the US, several cities have ruled that the government can't use facial recognition. They think it's just too dangerous. France needs to understand what risks this technology poses. It's the first step towards a mass surveillance state. That would be a major intrusion of privacy. People wouldn't behave the same way anymore and, for example, would not dare to demonstrate.
Vous allez moins descendre manifester parce que vous n'allez pas oser.
But is this really what the government is planning? A general use of facial recognition systems?
Vous allez bien?
On va essayer de se mettre.
Government MP Didier Bercher does indeed seem to welcome the idea. He's pushing for a new law setting up a framework for wide-ranging tests of facial recognition systems.
Au milieu de la peur, il y a aussi des expériences.
If you just ignore all the fear-mongering for a moment, you'll see that there are actually very interesting and positive ways of using facial recognition. You can deploy it in the area of security, to manage crowds accessing events, or in shops, for example, to make offers that are especially adapted to the way people look.
Proposition d'offres commerciales en fonction de votre morphologie, par exemple.
And he's confident that the government will make sure the technology is used in a responsible way.
La position de la France, hein, aujourd'hui,
an ethical committee would decide which facial recognition algorithms to use and how we can work with them.
Les algorithmes et comment ils fonctionnent.
For now, the government's plans haven't caused any major uproar. There have been no demonstrations against Alicem or the other surveillance systems tested across France. And that in a country where people tend to take to the streets for almost everything. So is it that the French just don't mind the government using facial recognition?
It's something that is very scary because it goes beyond all individual freedom. In my opinion, it's a way to control a lot of people. They're not aware about it, so that's probably the reason that people do not go on the street to fight against it. But once the media will communicate around this application and this new system more widely, people will probably be very, very uncomfortable with it.
I'm not scared of it. If you make sure that the data cannot be stolen, if there is like security about it, the government is not going to know where I am because I'm giving my face information.
For now, there seem to be no major hurdles for France to extensively use facial recognition. If the highest court of appeal decides in favor of the government, that is, the verdict is expected within a few months. Lisa Louis, DW, Paris.
DW.